A parent approached the school district and said that he had been talking with a manufacturer who was willing to donate 12 vape detector devices to the school district and also give us the technical support for a year at no cost to the school district. And so the district thought that was a generous donation, and the parent also volunteered to pay the technical support fee for the next 3 years. And so we gave that a shot, and the district or the manufacturer sent 6 of those devices to the school district. We installed them and have been using them for the past several weeks, and the next 6 will be installed here in the coming days. And so what it does is when it detects that someone is vaping in the restroom, then it will send a message to the designated people, usually administrators in the school, and then the administrators can follow up with that. They can either, if they're in the area and aren't busy, they can go actually check out the situation at that moment, or if they're busy and can't get to it right then, they can check security cameras and see who was walking down the hall and entered the bathroom at that time and what time they left. And so we can also get, a lot of information that way. And then we will contact the parents, talk to the students, and a lot of times we're able to resolve the matter. But sometimes if a student absolutely refuses to cooperate, we'll still have the parent contact and follow up that way. But I think it's a good deterrent for us, and we are seeing good results from it. And we're hopeful that the kids will just leave that stuff at home. Actually, more than that, we hope they don't vape at all, because it can influence their health over the long term. And so that's kind of a positive thing that's been going on in Sherrard lately.
Yeah, and then the discipline that results for a kid that is caught vaping, per se, I mean, that is outlined in the student handbook or the school handbook or whatever. Is that right?
Yes. And really the intent of our policies in that regard aren't so much consequences and punishment and punitive, measures. It's more to get the kid to stop doing that, because, we think it's a health issue, and we don't want that sort of thing going on in our schools, and we don't want the students vaping wherever they happen to be. And so, it's really a restorative kind of a focus rather than a punitive focus.